Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line this morning is Deputy Chair of SASFIN, David Shapiro. I wanted to get a little bit more information around the currency. David, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Rand's getting stronger for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's sort of maturing in its old age, right?
Yeah.
Like a good wine.
Well, it's volatile. The one thing, it doesn't stand still. It doesn't lie down.
Right. So give us a bit of a history. Take us back 60 years to when the currency was launched.
Well, I was only about 10 or 12. No, how old was I? 12, 13.
Right.
And I remember that period very well because during school arithmetic back in the old days, we had to add up pounds, shillings, and pence. And I know it's beyond your years, but, you know, there were 12 pennies to a shilling and 20 shillings to a pound. So maths was complicated, and we turned to this decimal system. The only complication about the decimal system is that we had to get 12 pennies into 10 cents. So we lost our beloved ticky. I don't know whether you still know.
Like a ticky box. Is that where it came from?
Exactly. Mm. And I don't know if anybody is who's listening now would remember the old Boswell Wilkie Circus.
Right.
But the Boswell Circus, there were two. The favorite clowns were Ticky and Sixpence. And a sixpence was six pennies, which suddenly became 5 cents. And ever since that time, the currency's never had the same kind of ring. You know, we would always say, you're not worth tuppence, you know. Tuppence.
It's interesting because we know these expressions, but we don't really know where they come from.
Yeah. So we were in, that was the pound, shilling, and pence and that. And the strange thing is that it was introduced just a few months before Verwoerd declared South Africa a republic, and we went away from the... We removed ourselves from the Commonwealth.
Mm.
And, of course, it also introduced a very bleak period in South Africa's life. The other thing as well, remember Sharpeville was 1960.
Mm.
So it was the year before. This was 1961. Strangely enough, Sharpeville didn't have much impact on currency movement when I look back in hindsight. It was only when we got into the 70s did we start the deterioration? And did South Africa's currency start to lose its value? But for many years, it was very steady, and a lot had to do with inflation as well. So,
and what about exchange control? Surely,
I was going to bring that in as well. There was exchange control. So at a time when money wanted to leave, it couldn't leave. And Howard, if ever anybody does do a study on the Rand, I mean, there were many periods during the Rand's history where we had we still had to attract outside money, so we had a blocked Rand where money couldn't go. And along the way, we introduced things like the security Rand, the investment Rand, etc.
Yeah.
Until we got exchange control completely freed, which was in the 90s. So along the way, there were a lot of periods of, it was a very difficult period. But the strange thing is that the Rand over those 60 years has lost a huge amount of its buying power. And according to Stats SA, a basket of 100 Rand then would buy goods to the worth of about 9,700 today. So in essence, if you just simplify it, 1 cent in those days is worth a Rand today. And I always look at it in terms of chappies. I don't know if you ever chewed Chappie's bubble gum.
Of course. It was two for a cent.
Two for a cent, and now it's two for a Rand, which is an exact line.
Wow.
My only complaint is that the Chappies on those days are soft and chewy. Today, they're very small, at about a third of the size that they used to, the other point is that in those days, And this is something that I've been looking up as well, is that $1 cost 70 US, South African cents in those days. So today, $1 costs, what's it, 14.40 as I look at my screen at the moment. Mm. So you can see we've lost effectively 5% per annum over 60 years. You know, we've lost the value of our currency, the purchasing power.
But Gail says, my weekly pocket money was a ticky. I felt very rich.
Yes. That's dead right. And I'm still searching around. I've got a lot of old coins, and I'm still searching for a tikki. I can't find. I've got a 5 shillings piece, which was a very, you know, it was a crown. It was called a crown, which was a very valuable piece that you used to have in that. But a tikki and a sixpence and a tikki. I do have one cuffling made out of a tikki. I don't know where I lost the other one. I think I remember I was walking to Shul on Yom Kippur one day, and it just fell out. So that was my other tikki.
It's really incredible to look back. The name Rand, the Rand, did that come from the whole gold industry? Yes. Why, how did that come about?
From the Vizardis run, yeah. You know, remember 1960, we were the resource capital of the world. We were a very rich nation, producing two-thirds of the world's gold. And gold at that stage was still a good store of value and was used in paying for, international transactions, for trade. So, not only did we have the gold mines, but we had platinum mines and coal mines and diamond mines. I forget about De Beers. So it was a time also where the Free State gold fields were opening up. So it was a very interesting time in our history. I think on this, I only joined the Stock Exchange, 72. And when I joined, there was something like 40 different gold mines that were listed on the JSE together with a huge number of other, mines. So that was the introduction of the Rand, But it was only in the 70s that we started, when 76, the riots there, 80s.
With volatility.
Its value. Yeah.
Was the currency volatility to the same extent back then in any event? Because, you didn't have the sophisticated and immediate trades as we do today. So surely that would have slowed or impacted on the amount of volatility of any currency, never mind the Rand.
Absolutely. Well, stock markets were like that. When we were on the stock market, if we had a movement of 0.5% in a day, it was big. It was an event. So we never had today. We just brush aside share prices going up 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, because they go down that kind of level. And the volatility, no. The one thing about South Africa, and I was asked this question yesterday, and why the Rand is so volatile now relative to other emerging currencies, I think because of the sophistication of our financial system that we have built up. Our banks, credit to treasury, credit to the central bankers, our banks have been very sophisticated. We were ahead of the, we were one of the first countries ever to introduce ATMs and that. So we've always had a sophisticated stock exchange. The stock exchange there were small stock exchanges in South Africa, but in 1886 was the Joburg Stock Exchange, and it was brought into action, was formed. So we've always had sophisticated financial systems, and that's one of the reasons why the Rand today is a proxy for emerging markets. We see these kind of movements that we're seeing at the moment.
The Rand is relatively strong at the moment compared to where it's been. Do we have a reason for that?
Yes. We're in the midst of a currency, commodity boom at the moment. Over and above very strong global markets, there's a strong view that next on Biden's agenda will be infrastructure. We've seen China pushing in a lot of money in order to prop up its economy in fixed investments, in other words, building things. And also, we went through a period where there hasn't been much investment in new supply. So suddenly, copper is going up. I think you should know more than I do about this side of the market. But, copper's gone up. Platinum, very strong. We've seen the strongest platinum price in something like 6 years. Also, what's interesting, Howard, is that the demand is leaning towards clean air commodities, those associated with the production of batteries, power, and that's why their names of commodities that I can't even pronounce. I know they end in IUMs or something like that, but I, if called what's it, rare earth, So they're going through the roof. I know there are many people who are listening who don't even know what rhodium is.
Right.
But rhodium comes from, you know, from platinum. It's one of the PGMs,
the precious metals.
And Bitcoin, for those who are listening, is not a metal. You know, it's not a, it's just something else. But I mean, it gives you an idea of the kind of excesses that we've seen. Mm. So we're in the midst of this very strong, and as I talk now, the rand's down at 1440 at the moment. So we can see money flowing in to buy our mining shares, and also money also flowing into the bond market as well, as investors search yield. You know, if you're in America and you've got money, you actually get zero for it. If you're in Europe, you actually have to pay the bank to put your money in the bank. So where you can get a decent yield here, money is starting to flow in now.
Right.
And never try and connect markets, you know, with the underlying economy. Don't reconcile them. You're just going to get confused and get a big headache.
Yeah. Well, one of the lessons that we learned as commodity traders was that we were commodity traders. We weren't currency traders.
No.
And because to try and marry the two of them together and hope to emerge on the other side was absolutely impossible. So what we did was always hedge the currency, but stuck to our business, which was commodities. Otherwise, it just becomes a complete, it's chaos otherwise.
Yeah, just commodity is one thing because you can get a trend that either goes up and goes down. But when you're dealing currencies, you don't know one day from the next. If ever you want to lose your reputation, just make a call on a currency.
So I guess you're not going to answer my next question then.
Which is, you know, Howard, let me put you, you know what we went through over the past 12 months. We went from war. Funny enough, last time this year, we were probably at these kind of levels or lower, maybe 14 to the dollar. And we went up to that 19 level, you know, with the pandemic, and we slowly clawed our way back. But I think even the most optimistic rand people or people who believed in the rand saw the rand settling around about 15, 1550. In fact, to be honest, I'm being kind, it was 1550 to around about 16. We saw that's where it is. Now we're at 1440, so it just shows you how wrong, you know, even the optimists have got this. How do we explain it? I can't. I'm like you. I buy equity, I buy shares, and I look at the underlying company and I say I like it at that. But to try and call the rand or play the rand, impossible.
Absolutely right. That's Deputy Chair of SASFIN, David Shapiro, talking to us about the rand that just turned 60. David, thank you, as always.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.